if you could just tell me your name and age and a bit about when you lived in Gilmington.
Hey, I'm Danny Webster. I'm 78, and I've been a resident of Gilmington all my life, and I'm the fifth generation of my family in the town of Gilmington.
Wow. So you've lived here your whole life and you still live here?
Yes, I'm still a resident here. I stay part of the time over to Concord, but I'm still a resident of Gilmington.
Sure, okay. Tell me a bit about what things were like when you were growing up here in Gilmington.
Well, things were much different back then. I can remember when Route 107 was a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
From Loon Pond to the Bastard Line, Route 107 was a dirt road. In the springtime, it was all mud, and it was hard for us to get to Pittsfield to get our groceries.
Yeah. So did you live with your parents?
Yes.
Your whole life? Who were they and what were they like?
My father was William Webster. His name is on the World War One Memorial out here on the grounds. And my mother was Marjorie Webster. She originally came from Alexandria up near Newfound Lake. But we lived... down on the old homestead, down on Route 129, near Kelly's Corner.
What were your parents like?
Well, they were poor people. My father worked hard all his life, but of course, this was during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Depression of the 1930s, and things were tough.
Yeah.
There were no jobs. As I say, he worked hard all his life, but, you know, he didn't have very much when he, you know, at the end of it.
Yeah. What were some of the hardest parts about the Depression for you and your family?
Well, as I say, there were no jobs. I can remember nights when I went to bed hungry because there wasn't any food.
Mm-hmm.
My father had a garden. He raised, you know, corn and potatoes and so forth. I remember there were a few occasions when we took potatoes to the IGA store in Pittsfield and traded those in for meat and groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I say, things were tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. Back then, did you go to school at the meeting house here?
No, I went to the... at that time, Gilmington had about... 8 or 10 one-room schoolhouses.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of them. I went to the one at the Kelly Connor School down in Lower Gilmington.
Mm-hmm.
I went there until 1940. In 1940, the town consolidated all of the schools in Gilmington, consolidated them into two schools, one at Gilmington Ironworks and one at Gilmington Connor.
Mm-hmm.
And so for my last, it was my last three grades, but I made it in 2 years. My last 2 years, I went to the academy at Gilmington Connor.
Mm-hmm. What was school like back then for you?
Well, of course, down at Kelly's Corner, as I say, that was a one-room schoolhouse. We had a big stove in the corner, and that provided the heat for the schoolhouse. We didn't have any running water, so water had to be brought in.
Mm-hmm.
There were nine of us. We had nine desks in the room, three rows of three.
Mm-hmm.
And there were nine of us in the classroom at the time.
Yeah. Besides some of the things that were taught back then that are and are not taught today, what was different about school compared to now?
Well, of course, we only had one teacher, and this teacher had to teach all of the grades.
Yeah.
And today you have, most of the bigger schools, of course, have in fact, here in Gilmington, I guess there's one teacher for each grade.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's done today.
Mm-hmm.
But our teachers had to teach... You know, all
Everyone.
Eight grades, it would have been possible to have eight grades at one time.
Wow.
We didn't always have, somebody from each grade, but
mm-hmm.
we had a potential for eight different grades.
Okay. Now, did you come to Old Home Day often when you were younger?
Well, when I was a kid, a little kid, I didn't because, you know, I couldn't get here. But
yeah.
I started around 1948, and I've been here for just about every one since.
What are some of the things you see go on here each year? What were some of the things that would go on back in the late 40s and early 50s compared to today?
Well, one of the big things, and actually this was in the 60s, but at that time we had an evening program here at Old Home Day. We had evening entertainment, we had plays and musical shows and things like that. And I remember 3 years in particular, 67, 68, and 69, and each year I was in the play that we did here in the church. And I remember it particularly because I lost my mother in 67, and I was pretty much down. And somebody spoke to me one day, and they said, "Wouldn't you like to be in the play at Old Home Day?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I guess so." And at that time, we had one long stage up in front here.
Yep.
It wasn't like it is now. It
right.
was one stage, and we had drapes up there so that the all of the people in the play could be up there on stage, you know, behind the curtain until they came out. And so I was in that, as I say, for 3 years in a row. And after that, I guess it became difficult to get enough, you know, actors and actresses. So
right.
It kind of faded away. But I did enjoy those years when we had evening entertainment here.
Yeah, that does sound like fun. What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day these days?
Well, of course, the beanhole beans, and then we have the antique automobile parade after lunch, and in the old days we had speakers, but you know we had you know like senators and congressmen and so forth. We don't have those anymore.
Right.
But I guess the big thing now is you know the meal and meeting people, you know. Meeting people that you haven't seen since last Old Home Day.
Yeah, or earlier,
is
right?
Is a big thing, of course.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day today?
Favorite parts of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I say, you know, the beans and the antique automobile show.